Big news coming out of the NBA D-League and the NBA is that it finally happened, something we've been hopefully anticipating over the last couple of years, as the agreement has been signed between the Sioux Falls Skyforce and a parent club, which is maybe a little surprising to a lot of people, maybe thinking there was going to be something geographically closer, but it's the Miami Heat. Let's bring in the president and co-owner of the Sioux Falls Skyforce, Mike Heineman. And Mike, how much of a sense of relief is it now that this thing is done?
Yeah, it's a big sense of relief for us. This is something we've been working on for quite a while, 4 years. You know, we've wanted to get a hybrid deal with an NBA team for a while, and it finally came together, and it came together with a pretty great franchise, we think, to be able to be affiliated with the Miami Heat, who's probably the hottest team in the NBA right now. It's going to be a pretty big deal for our franchise.
Was there one or two particular points during the negotiation process that you guys had to get over, kind of getting over a hump to make this thing happen?
Obviously, the geography of it. That was something that the Heat needed to feel comfortable with. But they came here, I went there, we talked it through, and, you know, at the end of the day, they've already sent players to us quite a bit over the past 3 years, and they felt that that's something that they could overcome. And, you know, when they did a site visit at the Pentagon and the field house and saw the great facilities that we have and the staff that we have in place, they felt like, you know, the distance wasn't really that big a deal, because once their players get here, they're going to have a first-class experience. And you know, obviously when you're in Miami and you think, oh, no, I have to go to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, you don't know what to expect.
Yeah, yeah.
And when they came up here, they saw what a great community we have, and that kind of put it over the top for us. So it's going to be a great relationship.
Yeah, and this is Nate here. I had a chance to look at the new uniforms here today, and they look absolutely outstanding from my perspective. They definitely have the Miami Heat spin all over them. Just talk a little bit about those and, like, how you know, going through the change as well and changing kind of almost the theme of what the Skyforce has had for years, but also in a good way.
Yeah, you know, we've had teal since 1993, and it's kind of been our signature color, and it's tough to get away from that. But on the other hand, we just decided we needed to go all in with the Heat and to make this affiliation as close as possible. And one of that is to take their look on, and you know, they gave us the opportunity to have the flame at the end of our name and their colors and their look, and it was something that we felt we needed to do just to, you know, make sure we're doing everything we can to make this affiliation work as good as it can. And it is bittersweet to lose the teal, but on the other hand, it's fun to have a fresh new look and, you know, do it for a reason and give people, you know, something to get excited about.
When you said that Miami was willing to go all in, as we're talking with Mike Heineman, president and co-owner of the Skyforce here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris, when you said that Miami wanted to go all in, does that mean maybe there was some apprehension with maybe a couple other teams like Orlando and Minnesota?
Well, you know, when we really got focused on Miami, we knew that was the place we wanted to be. I went down and I met with Nick Arison, who's the owner, and Pat Riley and Andy Ellsberg, who I did most of the deal with. You know, they just treated us so well, and they brought us in and they treated us as equals, which, you know, they really don't need to do. After mm-hmm. all, they're the Miami Heat. It's Pat Riley. You know, he doesn't need to give me any time, but they just treated us well, and we've had a good relationship with all the staff that they sent down here with the players, and it just it began to feel like this is where we need to be. This is the team we need to do it with, because they're going to do it the right way, and that's a big thing, because we're giving up control of the biggest part of our business, and that's the basketball portion of it. Mm-hmm. So you want to feel comfortable with who you're giving that obligation to.
What was the biggest apprehension with them? Was it giving up that control then?
Well, I mean, for me, I've never loved working with the player part of it and the coaching part of it. I just am not good at it. So to hand that off to Pat Riley, I felt pretty comfortable with him in that role.
A little bit of success.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. So it wasn't really apprehension on our part. We really didn't have any. It was just, you know, how do we make it work being so far away, and how are they going to run it, and just everything we talked through, it finally started to feel like this is the team we needed to be with.
Also here, Mike, how is the Skyforce now going to help benefit the Miami Heat for the future?
Well, I think under the new collective bargaining agreement, the player payroll has gone down a little bit for NBA teams, so they're always looking to bring in the young players instead of the older veterans. So they need to develop the younger players through our system that they can start plugging in, you know, to complement LeBron and D-Wade and Chris Bosh. So they won't always be able to go out and get the high-priced free agents anymore. They're going to have to find guys, you know, from our league or specifically from our team that they can bring up through their system, learn the system, and then when they're ready to bring them in and play some minutes, they can just plug them right in. So that's going to be an important part for them going forward.
How fast did this deal come together? I know we talked to you last week, and you felt like there was something that was going to be imminent, but you know, when did you start talking seriously with the Heat? And can you give us kind of a timeline, Mike, of how this all came together?
Yeah, well, we started to really talk with them in February, and then they came here for a site visit the first part of March, and then I went out there the first part of April, and then from there it came together pretty quickly as far as us agreeing to do a deal. But then, you know, you have to go through all the paperwork and the legal stuff and make sure that's all in order, and then you got to work on the timing of the announcement and all that. So that all took, you know, another couple months, which, you know, obviously you always want stuff to go faster, but you have to kind of, they're obviously busy right now in the playoffs and have a lot going on, so we had to be sensitive to that. And we were just happy that once we got the deal signed, we were able to announce it pretty quick.
What changes, if any, are fans going to notice? I know that the uniforms, but when it comes to when fans go out to the new Pentagon, are they going to see anything that's going to be significantly different from what they're used to?
We don't know yet. I mean, I'd love to say, yeah, you're going to see, you know, a lot of guys sent down from the Heat, or you may see a guy on a rehab assignment, but I don't know for sure. I don't want to make any promises that I can't keep, but I think what you'll see
you
is...
You can't promise LeBron?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Can you promise Mike Miller?
I wish I could. But, you know, I think we'll have a better shot of getting the right players now, because we have the whole weight of their scouting staff, player personnel staff, that will be looking to, you know, fill their D-League team, us, with players that may play for the Heat someday. They take that very seriously, and, you know, they're not just having us just to have games down here and not have anything to do with us. So they're going to be using us to find players who will play for the Heat someday. So I think you'll see pretty quality players playing for us next year.
And finally, Mike, before we let you get going, what's the next step in the process? I know that the coaching staff has been kind of in limbo, and now that's all in the hands of the Miami Heat, right? Is that the next step in the process, is to get that coaching staff settled?
Yeah, that'll be, you know, after the draft and after summer leagues, after the finals, after the draft, and then going into the summer leagues, which are in Orlando and in Las Vegas in the middle part of July. I'm sure they'll be doing lots of interviews there for coaches. That's what those events basically lend themselves to, is job fairs for coaches. So they'll be conducting interviews there, I'm sure, and I'm sure Joel Abelson will get a really good shot at being our head coach again next year. And but that's probably the next step in the whole affiliation process.
Well, Mike Heineman, president and co-owner of the Sioux Falls Skyforce. Mike, again, congratulations on the announcement. I know it's great for the Skyforce. It's great for the Heat. I know the fans have been kind of anxiously awaiting it too. And you know, now you get this off your plate, and you can move on to other things. So I'm sure this is kind of the white elephant in the room, where you're waiting and waiting, and now that it's done, it's over and done with.
Absolutely. Now we can focus on selling tickets and making the Pentagon as tough a place to play next year as possible.
I love it. Hey, thanks for the time, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
All right. See you, Mike.
Bye.
Bye. It's Mike Heineman, president and co-owner of the Sioux Falls Skyforce, here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris.